Hey, folks.
This is Jesse Cope, back with another episode of the American Soul Podcast. Hope y'all are doing well, wherever y'all are and whatever part of the day you're in. Sure do appreciate y'all joining me, giving me a little bit of your time and attention, a little piece of your day. A little bit different background music again. We're sitting outside in the evening, actually, and a little fire going. And there, apparently, the reason I was kind of pausing is there's some kind of battle royale going on in the woods, the little creek bed down behind the house. Have no idea what kind. It sounded kind of like a couple of cats, but it was a little bit different sound. Never know what's gonna happen in the woods at night. Excuse me. At any rate, I'm glad you're here. Hope it gives you something to look forward to, maybe something to sit and listen to with a friend, talk about. Hopefully it helps our country, even if just a little bit. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for you, Father, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the time to record this podcast. Thank you for the people that listen to it and share it. Thank you for those that are encouraging, for their kindness, for those that continue to listen to the podcast and support it over the years. Be with them and their families. Guide them, bless them, protect them from evil. Help us, Father, to care for the least of these, to care for the widow and the orphan in action, not just in word. Help us to follow the commands of your Son, Jesus Christ. Please keep our souls safe and secure all the way home to you, Father. Give us perseverance, persistence. Thank you so much for all the many blessings you've bestowed upon us as a nation and as individuals. Forgive us our sins, Lord. Be with our leaders, our military, our law enforcement, our firefighters, those who protect us, protect them, bring them home safe to their families. In your Son's name we pray, amen. I'll tell you what, folks. You know what? I'm not going to do it tonight. We're going to come back next podcast or one of the next ones we may do. As a little story, just a little vignette on the service men that we had killed at the gate at the airport a couple years back, for those of y'all that remember it. But just in general, you know, we have a lot of men who go out on a day-to-day basis protecting our country, risking their lives, not just in the military overseas, but to go out on calls for patrols in cities across the nation and fires. And this is going to sound melodramatic maybe to some of y'all, but it's just because I'm kind of fired up about it. We dishonor them so much by the way we vote and the support and time and money and energy that we give to certain organizations and politicians. They're out there trying to keep us safe, and we make their job harder. We leave them more unprotected. We abandon them a little bit more each day out of some completely unacceptable, unexcusable sense of guilt or whatever it is for you. You know, we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. You know, live and let live. Whatever you want to do, you know, you do you. And those people, you know, if they die on patrol or if they die working the streets because of some illegal immigrant or gang member or petty criminal, well, that's just too bad. You know, hopefully their family makes it. Hopefully their wife is okay at home. Hopefully their kids are okay growing up without a father. And hopefully those parents don't mind. You know, they probably had a spare anyway. So we don't really need to worry about that one son. You know, folks, when you really get down to it, we're a pretty despicable lot. And really the worst is those of us that are indifferent. You get a real good understanding of God in Revelation talking about how he wishes that people were either hot or cold, but instead were lukewarm. And we just don't really care. Unless it affects us personally. And then we only care as long as it's causing us discomfort or pain. And as soon as that goes away, you know, we don't really care. That's somebody else's problem. And it doesn't matter what topic, you know. The LGBTQ, the transgender, the fact that we have doctors in this country and parents who are encouraging their children to mutilate their bodies. Well, that's their problem. That happens somewhere else. That doesn't happen here. And then, of course, the old standby, and I'm pretty good at this one. I fall back on this one a lot. Well, what do you want me to do about it? Cope? I mean, you want me to go out and parade around the streets and scream like a madman? I mean, really, what do you want me to do? Do something, folks. Anything. Even if it's just a conversation with a coworker or a family member, or donate a little time and money to a local politician who you know stands for good and not evil, or stopping and just telling a police officer or a firefighter or a farmer or rancher or teacher or whatever your heart is really on your heart to tell them, thank you, I appreciate it. Go to a school board meeting. I mean, do write a letter. Lord, I mean, has writing letters or emails, has that gone so out of fashion that we don't even have the time and energy and effort to do that with our senators and representatives? And then we want to complain. Well, they're not doing what I want them to do. We could have a long talk about this. We're not going to, but we could. I think those of y'all that listen to the podcast regularly, I probably stepped on enough toes, my own included, folks, my own included. But let's just, please, please let us not be lukewarm anymore. And by that, I don't mean just getting mad, sitting on the porch, listening to this podcast or reading the newspaper, but take 5 or 10 minutes and write a letter to a senator. Have you ever, it's not a great movie. And I probably, if I had to choose, I wish that I wouldn't have seen it. And my brain works the way that once I see something, it's pretty much glued into my head. But I saw The Shawshank Redemption years ago. Some of you all may know that movie. As I said, it's not a great movie, but there's a little episode. It's a side story almost. The main character who has been in prison for, geez, I don't know, decades. He wrote letters to some state organization. Maybe the prison, I don't know. And he wrote it maybe once a week. every week for a year, 2 years. I don't even remember. Some of y'all that know the movie better, you would remember. Anyway, he wrote the same letter over and over and over again. I mean, just dozens of times, if not hundreds, asking for funding for this prison to build a library. And eventually they sent the money. And he got the money, the warden or whoever told him he got it, one of the prison guards, and he got this big smile. He said, "Man, if I can actually get this just writing one letter a week, imagine if I wrote two." And of course, it was kind of a lighthearted moment in a very dark movie. As I said, I wouldn't watch it again, I don't think. But take 5 minutes one day a week. Write a senator, write a representative. Give 30 minutes of your time to the local food bank or your church. Some positive, some place where you can make a difference, even if it's just little. And then do it again and again and again. Better to do little things on a frequent basis, folks, than huge things every once in a while, typically. Typically, not always. It's kind of like working out. It's better to do 20 push-ups every day or 5, 6 days a week than to do 200 push-ups once every 2 weeks. Right? All right, so where are we going to go today? That took longer. It always takes longer. I always say that, don't I? Y'all know. Those of y'all that come back and listen to podcasts frequently, y'all are smiling right now because you know. You know, I'm going to say that. Always takes longer. Dwight D. Eisenhower. This is just going to be kind of a compilation podcast anyway, just a bunch of different quotes that I've kind of pulled together reading from different places. The spirit of man is more important than mere physical strength, and the spiritual fiber of a nation than its wealth. The Bible is endorsed by the ages. Our civilization is built upon its words. In no other book is there such a collection of inspired wisdom, reality, and hope. Oh, don't we need that last one across the nation today, folks? Hope in our individual lives, in our marriages, in our families, in our nation, community. How many people out there need hope? You know, Lincoln, we're the last best hope on earth. Why? Why? Because we chose to follow God and Jesus Christ, not because we were some superhuman race as Americans. Because we chose to follow God and Jesus Christ. You know, Eisenhower knew a little bit about war. Just a smidge. The spirit of man is more important than mere physical strength. It really lines up with the Bible, talking about how physical training is of some use, but spiritual training is of basically ultimate use. We could do with remembering that today in America. Daniel Webster, statesman during the antebellum period, gave an address when the Bunker Hill Monument was completed, 1843. The Bible came with them, talking about our founders, and it is not to be doubted that to free and universal reading of the Bible in that age, men were much indebted for right views of civil liberty. The Bible is a book of faith, and a book of doctrine, and a book of morals, and a book of religion, of special revelation from God. But it is also a book which teaches man his own individual responsibility, his own dignity, and his equality with his fellow man. There's a lot here, folks, but that last bit I have to jump on. One of the reasons that we have this nonsense of feminism today, that it's taken such hold, is because we do not read the Bible. If we read the Bible, men and women, we would know, like our founding generation knew, that men and women had equal value from God, but they weren't the same. Today, we have tried to conflate equality with being alike, being the same. And those two words don't have the same definition. They don't have the same meaning. Men and women aren't the same, will never be the same. Doesn't matter what we pretend. But we are inherently of equal value. And you can see it across the board. Women, for example, filling leadership roles over the last 80 years has been an unmitigated disaster for our country. You look at the evils that have exploded since suffrage. You look at abortion. You look at LGBTQ relationships, the homosexuality, the transgenderism. You look at the welfare state. You look at illegal immigration. You look at the critical race theory, DEI, identity politics. You look at the increase in childhood anxiety, medication, depression, suicide. And did all of these things happen immediately upon suffrage being passed? No, absolutely not. Have they all increased over the last century since suffrage? Absolutely. You look at the, I wish I could remember right now, it was a recent Supreme Court case, and it was divided by gender, minus Roberts, I think. The women on one side, including those that were supposedly conservative. It goes back to reading the Bible, folks. We've forgotten our roles and responsibilities. And are there exceptions throughout history? Absolutely. The exceptions prove the rule. We desperately need, look, if you want to do something that's really useful, that's as useful as anything else possible almost, find a way to help get the Bible in the hands of people here in America that don't have it, that are actually interested in reading it. And that seems to me a really hard task because the Bible's so easily accessible in America today. Another place that would be super useful for our country and for the world in general is to try and get the Bible in the hands of people in China that are interested in it. And that is very hard as well, but for a different reason. There's a lot of people there that are interested, unlike in America, interested to the point of risking their lives to read the Bible. And China may be the place God turns to next to be a light to the world, because the people there are so hungry for the Word of God, unlike America. We've become fat and opulent and lazy. And we don't think we need to desperately read the Word of God anymore. So anything that we can do to get the Bible out there and read more in that combination is great. And you can see from Webster's comment here how important he knows that was to our founders. You know, it gave them the right views of civil liberty, reading the Bible. It teaches them about individual responsibility, about their own dignity, and about equality with all their fellow men. Those were founding principles in our country. They came from the Bible. William Faulkner, we must be free not because we claim freedom, but because we practice it. You go back to the New Testament, how can you really practice liberty and freedom without the Spirit of God? You can't. You can't. I think if we have enough time, yeah, we'll do one more. Will Durant, have we too much freedom? Have we so long ridiculed authority in the family, discipline in education, rules in art, decency in conduct, and law in the state, that our liberation has brought us close to chaos in the family, in the school, in morals, arts, ideas, and government? We forgot to make ourselves intelligent when we made ourselves free. Man, we'll probably come back and read that quote again. That's an everyday quote, for sure. too much freedom. You know, there's a quote floating around somewhere in my head about the difference between liberty and freedom. Freedom is basically you get to do whatever you want, whenever you want, however you want. Liberty is the freedom to do what's good in whatever way you want, right? And that's a huge difference. Liberty means that you're not told exactly how you ought to act. You're just given the freedom to act however you want as long as you're acting in the best interest of mankind, which is following God's principles, right? Even if you don't choose to follow God and His Son, Jesus Christ. At any rate, we'll, as I said, we'll probably come back to that. God bless y'all. God bless your families. God bless your marriages. God bless America. We'll talk to y'all again real soon, folks. Looking forward to it.